The PAC-LM girls victorious 73-44 in the region final over Shenandoah. And we're happy to be joined by Indians coach Robert Mask. And Robert, Shenandoah hung with you through the first 8 minutes of this game, led twice by 5 points. But after you go up 16-14 in the first quarter, you score 9 points in a row during the second, 17-5 run to end the first half. And you were really in control from that point on. Describe in your mind the first half of this game.
Well, we knew that Shenandoah had some really talented athletes, and we knew that the first quarter, when they're fresh, it was going to be a grind. And they came out and they set the tone early, but their tone was quick enough that we knew that if we could continue to push it even to another level, that by the second quarter we were going to get them winded. And I thought that really was the case. I thought we got them into foul trouble because maybe they were a little bit tired at times. But overall, our intensity was great tonight, and I thought that we bounced back from a night where we didn't shoot as well, and we came out and we shot confidently. And through the course of the game, I just thought the one thing that never let up was our tenacious pressure on the ball, whether it's in the half court or the full court, and just a testament to the girls and what they've worked hard to get to.
The foul trouble, Logan Ehlers, saddled with foul trouble all night long, wound up fouling out before the third quarter was over, and Shenandoah felt, and rightfully so, I guess, that they couldn't afford to take her out for any length of time, so that a big factor too, obviously.
You know, her and O'Neill and Hughes, you know, 16, 13, and 11 for averages, and we knew that once we were able to get those three tired, same with Logan. She's a great athlete. She's a hard worker. She, you know, on a couple of those, she was in the wrong spot at the wrong time. But we try to put people in that position too and continue to attack and be aggressive. And
yeah, how do you feel you made life difficult for your posts, Logan Ehlers, and maybe forcing her into a few of those fouls?
Yeah, I thought we want two things. One, on defense for us, I thought we did a great job of getting and taking away low drop. So she wasn't able to get to the backboard where she wanted, but when she makes her move to the middle, I thought we did a pretty good job of having a second girl right on the turn, getting there and not allowing her to get her momentum into the shot. And then on the offensive side, we tried to spread things out. They do a really good matchup zone, but we know that if we can attack certain spots of that, we can drop the ball to our posts and get some easy baskets and force them into positions where, you know, they got two great shot blockers, and they showed that with several blocks tonight.
Yeah.
But the thing about great shot blockers is you get them in the air. They want to continually try to enforce that and get up into the air. And if you can shot fake or if you can alter a little bit, you can get some fouls on them.
Yeah, give Ehlers credit, though. She did have, four blocks in the first half. And Ellie Ruffridge tonight reaching a monumental milestone, getting the 10 points she needed and plenty more to get to 2,000 for her career. What an achievement, and she's far from done.
Yeah, it's pretty special, you know, for her to come in. She's a hard worker, and it shows. She picks the right spots to pull up and take that shot, and she picks the right spots to draw and dish. And I'm not sure how many assists she had tonight, but she did a wonderful job of dropping when they came out and when they didn't, and dropped underneath. She had quite a few threes tonight as well.
Well, awesome to make it back to the state tournament, second year in a row that you will do so. Anything else or anyone else you want to comment on for their play tonight?
You know what? We had seven girls, Faith, Peyton, Ellie, Grace, Ashlyn, Autumn, and Janie, who for four quarters never relented on defense. You know, people talk about our offense, but I'll tell you what, when those girls fly around like they do in the half court and the full court, there's so much credit to each one of them for doing their part and trusting in the team and playing hard. And I thought that all seven of those girls gave us outstanding defensive minutes for four quarters.
And let's give it was kind of deja vu tonight from last year in Webster City, as 10 minutes before 6 o'clock, as your side of the bleachers was before they even had a single fan here. This is 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. Yours was at least a third full, more than that probably, and yours was well filled up before theirs was even half full.
Our fans are terrific. They come early and they come in groups, and it's just terrific the way that they showed up again tonight.
Hey, Robert, thanks
a lot. Thank you.